This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
We're going to break down all things quarterbacks in the Super Bowl era. So ESPN had an interesting article. Sure, there were some factual inaccuracies, but don't worry, I fixed those.
You know, your wife has a great point. We should change the name to quarterback. That doesn't make any sense anymore. They named that because it was a running position when they started this game.
Yeah.
The passer.
Yeah, the passer. We can work on that.
The thrower.
Okay, do we just need to contact Goodell or...
Probably Rob Manfred. He'll figure it out.
So ESPN worked using Pro Football Reference's database of quarterbacks. They sorted through 721 quarterbacks who made their debuts during the Super Bowl era. And we have breakdown of information state by state by state and where Texas fits in the mix.
Just like where they were born?
Yes. Or
where, okay, okay.
Yeah, where they were born.
All right.
So your initial thought, based on where they were born, where would you slot Texas in the state hierarchy of quarterback producers?
In today's game?
Just since...
All overall.
Since the start of the Super Bowl, in terms of number, in terms of quality, in terms of all of it.
Top three.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes, Drew Brees... Who else? I mean, I know Matthew Stafford's, you know, been the first overall pick, but I don't think you like consider him like he's not a Hall of Fame quarterback. Are there other Hall of Fame quarterbacks, or at least like going to be Hall of Fame quarterbacks?
Well, just think this out for a second. Like, I mean, I know Baker's been in that mix. Andy Dalton is in that mix.
There's 79 of them.
Jalen Hurts is in that. Like, so we have a bunch of them right now, Mike, that are involved and that have been in the NFL.
Not here.
Was he a Pittsburgh guy?
I think he was Ohio.
Ohio? Okay.
Yeah. I feel like Pennsylvania, Ohio, California, and Texas are these our major competitors?
I would say Florida.
Georgia's huge.
Florida and Pittsburgh, in my opinion, is going to go California, Texas, Florida, Pittsburgh, or the Pennsylvania area. And then
I just recently bought Kevin a globe.
Okay, he can figure it out.
There's
lines that
clearly state where Pennsylvania is.
Are those called state lines?
There is one that you're missing, and believe it or not, Florida, not that great. Now they have created a lot of quarterbacks who have started a lot of games. Luminaries such as B.J. Daniels, Blake Bortles, Browning Nagel, Craig Erickson, Danny Cannell, Danny Warfel, Geno Smith, some Jeff Driscoll, Jeff Blake, really great ones on the list. Now,
did Geno Smith handle the draft the worst out of every human being that was out the draft?
When you could openly see him pouting and then just get up and leave, and he's like, nope. But there is some hope in terms of, Paxton Lynch was there too. There is some hope in terms of Lamar Jackson, but Florida.
And Mac Jones.
Zero Super Bowl starts, zero Super Bowl wins, obviously, and zero Hall of Famers. Florida, not in the top five. You guys are missing a state in the top five.
Did Reggie hit it with Georgia?
Nope.
South Carolina?
Nope.
Oh, Louisiana?
It's Louisiana. Yes. Yeah, because Terry Bradshaw was from there. And like
Jamarcus Russell?
No. Nope. Eli's from
The Mannings are from there. So we'll start with Hall of Famers. The most Hall of Famers is California and Pennsylvania. They both have three. However, Louisiana has one, and they're going to get to three with Peyton and Eli. And what I wanted to ask you guys is, you mentioned the three prime.
Did you just say Eli is a Hall of Famer?
I'm sorry. Just accept it. Eli's going to make the Hall of Fame.
I cannot believe this.
I don't want him to be in the Hall of Fame.
Number one would be Louisiana if you take the whole purchase.
Oh, my God. That's not bad. I don't hate it.
What about the hot sauce?
I really don't hate what's happening right now.
Geography jokes?
Yeah, I want to hate it, but I don't. So, Texas has zero Hall of Famers. However,
we're going to get two.
Drew Brees and Patrick Mahomes, we feel comfortable saying will be in the Hall of Fame. Yes? What about Matthew Stafford?
No, he's not going to be Hall of Fame.
Wow.
He'd have to win two championships with L.A.
I would agree with Mike on that, that if he wins two in the next couple of years, like, he could do it.
So the Hall of Famers from California, Dan Fouts, John Elway, and Warren Moon.
Oh, never that's right.
Wait, you're going to add two more that are like near the end of their careers.
I read the book. I have the Troy Aikman children's book. He grew up in California, then moved to Oklahoma. Where do they consider him from?
Let's see if they have him in Oklahoma.
Because the children's book, he
they
moved.
Have him in Henrietta. Henrietta,
yeah, I guess maybe
Oklahoma.
It's where you played high school football, maybe. Because,
yeah, probably so.
Like, yeah, they do have him as Oklahoma.
Yeah, his first like 10 or 12 years of life were
in
California.
He was born in West Covina. That's where in Blue Streak, Martin Lawrence's character said he was from.
True.
This is interesting for Pennsylvania Hall of Famers, Dan Marino, Jim Kelly, and Joe Montana. But what I really want to get y'all's thoughts on real quick, and we'll get more into the Texas stuff.
I mean, Jim Kelly played college football in Miami, though.
43 states created NFL quarterbacks, as did Washington, D.C., which means there are 7 states that have never created
Alaska.
College,
you took mine.
Quarterback.
Face.
Alaska.
I college quarterback.
Watch the Razorbacks play football the last 8 years. They ain't creating crap
in
the NFL.
You're confusing Kevin too much.
Alaska is correct. There are 6 more states on the board that have never created an NFL quarterback.
We got to go in the north. We got to go northwest. So I'm just going to Corey without guessing.
Northwest, eh?
I'm just going to think. Like Idaho and Montana and Wyoming, but Wyoming has pretty good football.
Not an NFL quarterback at all?
Can I ask you this? Out of those 3 I named, are
one
of
those
only
is
one.
Correct.
All right, Corey, it's up to you. Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming, which one did not create a quarterback?
Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming?
Those are what he said, yes.
Say it again. Just kidding, don't.
I'm going to go with pick one. I'm going to go with Wyoming.
That is correct.
Wow.
Now,
the one that actually has a decent football team.
Idaho.
Oh, and didn't Josh Allen went to college there. Okay.
From California.
Idaho has created Jake Plummer and Taysom Hill among, they have 6.
Great job, Idaho.
NFL quarterbacks. Hey, you know,
Jake Plummer.
Jake Plummer had his moments.
All right, ready
Montana,
for my next one.
Hold on, wait. Montana should be disqualified from this list. They have 2. And they are both noteworthy. Brock Osweiler and Ryan Leaf. Those are the 2 that have been created. We should cross Montana off the list.
All right. I'm going to go with geography here. And I'm just going to take my guess off of geography. Rhode Island, because it's really little.
That is correct. Rhode Island has never created an NFL quarterback. You guys got Alaska.
Is
Rhode
the island really just a road? Is that I don't remember.
It is small, so I'm not going to rule it out. That is
all
one
right.
of the states.
I have another guess, Corey.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to go.
No, go. Okay.
No, because Joe Flacco played college football in Delaware, right? But he was from New Jersey. So I'm thinking maybe Delaware.
Go for it.
That is correct.
Wow.
Alaska.
The show me state.
Delaware. That is not correct. Rhode Island and Wyoming, all on the board, have never created an NFL quarterback. There are 3 remaining. There are a lot of votes right here on the fan text. Some of them are very incorrect.
Can I take a stab at this, gentlemen? Vermont?
Ooh, I was thinking above Vermont, but that's not a bad guess because all they do is syrup there.
Wait, is it above Vermont like Canada?
I'm not going to speak to the validity of only syrup happens in Vermont.
I was thinking about the head of the United States.
However, I will also say that is correct.
All right, Mike, now it's back on
you. We have right near Vermont. I always get New Hampshire and Vermont. Which one is the left one and the right one?
Vermont on the left, I believe.
What difference
on the right.
does that make? We already guessed
it helps.
Vermont.
It helps, Kevin. Right. Don't do this to
Maine!
Me.
That is correct.
Yes! Nothing comes from that head.
Wow.
Except the Portland, Maine AA team. They have these really good things with two chocolate chip cookies with ice cream in the middle. Whoever came up with that's great. You can get that at the game there.
Chocolate chip
for the
cookies.
What are they called? The Sea Dogs? So they're called Sea Biscuits. Yeah, they call them Sea Biscuits at the game.
One more state remaining on the board that has not produced an NFL quarterback.
It's not the Pennsylvania area.
So states and no territory, so I can't put Puerto Rico up here?
Now, Puerto Rico, they did not consider in this, even though Washington, D.C. did make the cut.
You know, Hawaii does a great job of quarterbacks for being little islands, so I know it's not them. Hey, has anybody came out of New Mexico?
Ooh, I mean, someone's had to came out of Vegas.
Landry Jones came out of New Mexico. He was
New Mexico,
was from
sorry.
Artesia, I believe, is where he was from. Because that's where my family's from, Carlsbad.
It's up to you, Corey. You're good at this.
Is
New Hampshire one of them? I'm just throwing it to Corey. Corey, I'm just throwing that out. Vermont and Maine.
Yes, New Hampshire is a state.
Mm-hmm.
No, are they one that doesn't create quarterbacks? They just create. What does New Hampshire create?
What is New Hampshire?
Hamsters?
All right.
That's what they're named after.
Oh, man, we are getting some creative ways of spelling Connecticut, and I don't know if that's intentional or not.
West Virginia.
All right, I'll tell you this,
what?
Mike. Hear me out. New Hampshire and West Virginia, one of them has created zero quarterbacks. The other one has created one. Which one do you think created zero?
One has a song named after him.
That is true.
I feel like West Virginia's got some football players. I mean, you got to remember West Virginia's own Randy
Willie
Miles.
Greer.
Of course, he is a wide receiver, but I feel like there's some players in there.
It's up to Corey.
I just like the way Reggie said it.
Go with New Hampshire. I think New Hampshire. I think the neck and the head of our country just produces nothing in football players.
What is up with you in like this anatomy geography crossover thing you're doing right now?
Our country looks like a turkey.
So what's the
I don't know.
We're part of the leg. We're the back leg, Texas.
Kevin, what is Florida?
Texas a turkey leg.
What's Florida then at that point?
Florida's
America's
ding-dong.
The front foot.
It's America's
leg.
I'm gonna stick with West Virginia.
You're wrong.
Well, Mike, in fact, you are wrong. West Virginia is correct. Greg Landry played 146 games in the NFL. Thank you very much.
Should I know Greg Landry?
New Hampshire. I have no other reason you should know him. Now,
okay.
Most games played. That would be the state of California. 6,944 NFL games. Texas is number two. Most Super Bowl starts. California, 25.
Wow. We'll catch up.
Texas.
Yeah, a lot of those are Tom Brady.
Everybody's moving from there because of the horrible state taxes to Texas.
Hopefully they have really good kids at football. Texas is number five.
You just said they have like 6,000.
That's true. Is with four Super Bowl starts.
How many does Louisiana have?
Louisiana has 14.
Okay.
I want to say, and this article inaccurately said Texas has three. That's wrong. They have four. Super Bowl wins. California has 14. Texas is fifth with three. We already went over the Hall of Famers. So my hierarchy of states goes like this. California, Pennsylvania, Louisiana, Ohio, and Texas based on the numbers.
You go live there then if you
hell
that's
no.
your hierarchy.
I do not want to live in California, but they already have three Hall of Famers. Obviously, you're going to add Aaron Rodgers to the list. So,
are we not adding Tom Brady there?
I think you would probably go ahead and add Tom Brady over Mark Sanchez and Todd Marinovich.
California just killed us.
What about Todd Marinovich? Remember him?
Yeah, his dad. That didn't work out, Dad.
And then Pennsylvania goes second. Then Louisiana, Ohio, and Texas. Unless you feel I am shortchanging any quarterbacks from Texas, I'm going to try to give you the list as best I can. Alex Van Pelt, Andre Ware, Andrew Luck, Andy Dalton, Baker Mayfield, Benji Dial, Billy Guy Anderson, Billy Joe Tolliver, Billy Stevens, Brad Gable, Bryce Petty, remember him, Caleb Haney, Case Keenum, Chase Daniel, Christian Ponder, Chuck Clements, Clint Sterner, there's another one, Cody Carlson, Colt McCoy, David Blau, David Klingler, Donald Hollis, Drew Brees, Ed Hargett, Garrett Gilbert, going to come back here, mm-hmm. Gary Keithley, Gary Kubiak, Graham Harrell, Greg McElroy, Guido Merkins, that can't be a real name.
It is.
Jalen Hurts, James Ritchie, Jarrett Stidham, Jeb Blount, Jim Bob Taylor, Joe Barnes, Joe Reed, John Skelton, Johnny Manziel, Josh McCown, Carl Sweeten, Keith Null, Kent Nix, Kevin Cobb, Cliff Kingsbury, Coy Detmer, Kyle Mackey, Kyler Murray. Mm-hmm. Is that our best potential Hall of Fame candidate thus far?
For number
Drew
three.
Brees.
Luke McCown, Matt Flynn, Matthew Stafford, Michael Bishop, Mike Kirkland, Mike Livingston, Mike Quinn, Monty McGuire, Nick Foles, Patrick Mahomes, Randy Johnson. Hey, hey.
A pitcher?
Reggie McNeil. God, I thought he was going to be amazing.
I thought this was in alphabetical order.
Yeah, by first names. Richard Bartell, Rick McIver, Robert Griffin III, Ryan Mallett, Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan Mallett!
Yeah. Oh, remember him?
Yes. Where's he from?
He is from, I think, Texas High. Sammy Garza, Spurgeon Wynn, Stephen McGee, Steve Ramsey, Stoney Case, Todd Whitten, Ton Dunavin, Tommy Kramer, former XFL MVP Tommy Maddox.
LD Bell.
Trayvon Boykin, who couldn't find a parking spot to be on with us at the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Ty Detmer, Vince Young, Wade Wilson, and Will Curaton. That is your list. We're the KNC Masterpiece.
Hey, who was the first M in that list?
Nope.
I can't remember. Okay.
Coming up next.